Good morning. Welcome in. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. How are things today?
They're really good. Mike, how are you?
We're doing well.
Good.
Doing well. Our topic for today, you know, sometimes you get a topic where there's probably so much material that you could use and give out to our listeners. You might need 2 5-minute segments just for the one program. We're talking a little tongue-in-cheek, but we're focusing on teenagers and kind of what's going on in their head. And it's such a volatile time of life. So much is going on. There's transitioning from childhood to almost adulthood, and there's more responsibilities and the importance of school and doing well there. Maybe you're starting jobs for the first time. There's just so much happening. Now we got to try to figure out what's going on inside those teenagers' heads, because there's probably a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. And you know, it's a universal problem across all cultures, throughout generations. I mean, there's a scriptural, what's the Bible? A couple thousand years old or longer that says, when I was a child, I thought like a child. Now that I'm a man, I don't think that way. You see, there's a transition. And then we have Mark Twain who said, you know, when I was 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have him around. I was amazed at how much he had learned by the time I was 21.
Yeah.
And you know, I remember my dad saying that to me. He goes, just wait a couple more years, you're going to think I'm pretty darn smart. And I did, but it took some time to do that. So, you know, I have children, I've taught for a long time, I work with people, and I think it's interesting to know that it's not all just an act of will or just an act of defiance, but there's actually stuff going on inside our teens' heads that causes some of that.
All right, so let's dive in. Where do we want to start here?
Well, you know, I'll just tell you a little bit. You know, my own children believed other people besides me. They were smart, I was not. I think because when they see you with your crazy hair and they know your little foibles, you have to be perfect to know stuff.
Right.
But what's really going on is the actual brain work that's happening. So in the beginning, you know, before the babies are born and then in their early life, their brains go really, really fast. They say that 90 to 95% of the size of the brain is there by the age of 6.
Hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean the connections or the wisdom, just the size.
Right.
Instead, it's probably as big as it's going to get, they say, when girls are about 11 and boys are 14. And that really has to do with the growth rate. And also, men tend to be bigger, you know, so it just takes a little bit longer.
Okay.
But when they're teenagers, the brain starts remodeling. It starts pruning away the things we don't use. So it's no wonder that when kids are little, they can learn a second language much more easily because they've got lots of connections.
Mm.
But, you know, certain sounds in different languages require us to move our mouths differently. And it takes us longer to learn that as adults and teens because that piece has been pruned away. I at the gym, our trainer said things like, you know, it's really hard if you don't learn to throw correctly or jump correctly when you're younger. Some skills, it's almost impossible to learn.
You can't do it.
Now, you have to work hard, and you can, but it's hard. Many people would give up. The brain becomes more efficient. So it's really, you know, like becoming a well-oiled machine, which is why it's so important to eat, be healthy, sleep, avoid substances in
sure.
the teen years. But the other thing that's happening is that area right in your forehead, the prefrontal cortex, which actually lets us begin to think like adults, starts really forming. Now, for the kid, that's a brand new experience because, wow, I mean, it wasn't there. They can't, you know, you can't enjoy something that wasn't there. And they didn't know that other people didn't have it. So that newfound wisdom that comes with that brain developing is like, oh, I know something that you can't possibly know, so I'll have to explain it to you. The other thing that I think is fascinating, too, is, you know, and I don't know why it surprises me, but our brain doesn't, it's not like it just grows nice and evenly. It's kind of like the rest of our body. One part grows and another part grows. That's what's happening in the teen brain. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, it looked like you could do it. Now this time you can't.
Mm.
What's going on? Some of it has to do with brains. The prefrontal cortex, if we go back to that for just a second, is also designed to let us think without using only emotion. So you see little kids, they kind of throw a tantrum sometimes because
yeah.
they got nothing else. The prefrontal cortex goes back and forth. Sometimes I can reason and rationalize, and sometimes there's an emotional response. So what we know is that a lot of stuff is going on in our teens' brains. And sometimes you know, we're at the age too where we're thinking, okay, what's important? Like, what battle is important?
Right.
And that's when parents want to think about, and other adults in kids' lives, how they want to respond.
And you want to be respectful when you're responding.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, some people take, when I say respectful, they think they should never say, don't do this. Absolutely, you're in trouble right. if you do. But physical, emotional, spiritual, mental health, all those things, if you have to, you pull rank. I mean, there is pull all the plugs because yeah. our job is to keep our kids alive and healthy. We can model adult thinking and conversation. So when they come up with a decision that's interesting, maybe not one you would do, it's a great time to talk about it. So, oh, really? So I hadn't thought of it that way. What? Where did you get that information? Well, okay, so what would happen if this or that happened? We want to give kids the opportunity to process and develop those pathways.
So some final bullet points, the bottom line here in our last 30 seconds.
This time is stressful for both of you. The challenges come in waves. Adult responses can keep interactions calmer. Physical and emotional safety can never be compromised. It's a developmental skill. They'll grow out of it.
There are resources, too, online if you want to dive a little more into this topic or anything else that we discuss on our weekly segment. It's called Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And you can go online to safeharboril.com to find out more. We'll talk to you again next Monday.